This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 2-16, 2008, 5 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO. Myrna's a nationally known astrologer and card reader. If you'd like a closer look at your future, call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm Myrna Lamb, looking forward to spending the next 2 hours with you right here on WPRO. What I'm going to be doing is a combination of astrology and card reading to make predictions for you about anything that you want to know. Anything. Here's what goes on. You pick up your phone and you give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. You'll be speaking with Ken. He'll ask your first name. You can make it up. He'll ask your birthday. I need the truth. When you come through to me, I need you to ask a specific question only because on the air, we don't really have enough time to look at your whole future. I've also created the kind of layout that I do on the radio, which enables me to focus in on one question per layout of the cards. By the way, I'm not going to be here with you for the next two Saturday nights. I'm taking a little time off. So if there's something that you've had on your mind that you want to know about, please call us now. And we have phone lines available for you right this minute, 438-WPRO, that's 438-9776, or 1-800-321-WPRO, 1-800-321-9776. You can ask things about life at home, on the job, interpersonal relationships, whether this is a good time to try to put your house on the market or look for a new job. Any question is welcome as long as it's not, how's the rest of my future? Because time does not permit for that. I'm going right to the phones now. I'm going to start with Carol in Coventry. Carol, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Myrna.
And I see you're a Virgo, Carol. What's your question for me?
I am. I just wonder what you see in the lines of romance, if anything.
Okay, sure. Let's get some cards done. You know, you've got some interesting planets affecting you in pretty powerful ways as we go through the year 2008 and even 2010. And what I have in mind thinking about those planets is that you are going through some changes in your life that will result in a buildup of responsibility, opportunity, and with that a certain amount of stress. And I think that you know to anticipate some of those. It may have nothing to do with your question, and I'm not talking from the cards yet. But I believe that if you think about your life in terms of where you live, where you work, what you do, how you spend your time, that you know there are some things you've been wanting to make changes about, and you will do so as you go through these next 2 years. With regard to the idea of meeting a man, there are two men who show up in this reading. One of them shows up right in the same set of cards with you on the surface, the King of Clubs. The other falls in the seventh house, the box of marriage and partnership, again on the surface, but with some nasty spades around. So what that tells me is there was a man in your life with whom you had a very intense relationship, and it may have gone on for a good long time, even 23 years. And it turned out badly, and it left you feeling pretty distressed. The new man in your life, if you don't know exactly who I'm talking about, should be clear to you within 3 to 10 weeks. Where does 10 weeks take us? We're in the middle of February now, so that's all of February, all of March, all of April. Pretty much the end of April, you know, we're sort of into it feels like the beginning of spring, even though it's beyond that. But I have very positive feelings about you meeting a man who has a lot of Earth sign characteristics like you. He's fair. He's straightforward. He's even-tempered. He's particular. He's fussy about some things. Those are good qualities, and they fit with you. Okay, Carol?
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Give me a call back and let me know what his birthday is when you meet him. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have one line available for you. Let's talk to Dee on a cell phone. Dee, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And I see you are an Aries, Dee. What's your question for me?
My question is, new career opportunity has presented itself. It doesn't mean I would be giving up what I'm currently doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that would be added to, and I need to know if that's a good thing for me to do.
How long ago did this opportunity present itself?
Within the last week.
Okay. Mercury is retrograde right now. It has been for a couple of weeks. It goes direct on Tuesday the 19th. So most of the time when an opportunity is presented to you under a Mercury retrograde, it's really not quite what it appears to be.
Yeah.
You had that sense about it anyway, didn't you?
Yes.
You have a very good position, so certainly you wouldn't walk away from that.
Right.
And then the question comes up is, why do you want to put that much on your plate?
Well, that's exactly what I've been wondering.
And that's exactly what the cards bring up, because in your third house, which is your state of mind, we have cards that really represent much more stress than opportunity. So, you know, sometimes great opportunities come at the wrong time. And I really believe this may be a wonderful thing in some regards, but it's not right for you, not at this time, and I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay, I think you're right.
Well, thanks.
That's the sense that I get.
So. Well, thank you for saying so, and thanks for the call, Dee. Our phone number's here at WPRO, one line available, 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Jim in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna, thanks.
You're welcome. You're a Gemini. What's your question?
Very much so, Myrna. thank you for laughing. My question also concerns maybe not a career per se, but a job search.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, I'm, you know, in my 50s, and I'm about to make a big change.
Okay.
So it's about the job. I have certain jobs I'm applying for. Any insight into success or if it's a waste of time?
Okay. I'll tell you, being in your 50s is a great time for career development, especially when you're in the first half of your 50s. Once you get past that 55, 56 mark, it gets a little harder. But from 50 right through 55, great opportunities because you're perceived as still young enough, still vital enough, and quite knowledgeable. Now, I have the card that represents you, which is the King of Diamonds. And you have two spades with you right now, meaning to me, you haven't been in a good place for a while.
Yeah. Very astute.
And it isn't a money thing. Financially, it's not that awful. It's more about whether you feel as though it's worth it, you know? Where's the creativity? Where's the fun? Where's the challenge? And none
you
of it...
so good.
Oh, Jim, that's why they pay me the big bucks, sweetheart.
Yeah, it's worth it. Whoever's paying you, it's worth it.
Well, thank you. I do have good news for you. I think there's some wonderful opportunities coming for you. Whether it's the one that you have in mind right at the moment, I'm not so sure. But I do feel quite optimistic about something happening between April and August of this year. Okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. You let me know how it works out. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Rosemarie on a cell phone.
You're welcome. Let me know how it works.
Now you got to turn the radio off, Rosemarie, completely.
Okay.
Completely.
Okay.
All right. Now, you are a Virgo, and what's your question for me?
My question for you, Myrna, is I'm in a situation now where I have bought a condominium, and I have a home to sell. And
right.
It's not your average type home. It's kind of a mini farm. It's geared for horses.
Right.
It's going to take a unique type of person to even look at my property.
Did we talk about this once before?
No.
We never did, because someone called me about a property very similar, and I asked whether it could be subdivided, whether anyone might want to develop it, and that's why I wondered if it was you I had spoken with.
No.
Okay.
No.
Would that apply to your property? Is it divisible?
I don't believe so.
Okay. You haven't checked that out in terms of the zoning?
No, I haven't.
I would.
Okay.
I definitely would. You've got a big piece of property, and if somebody doesn't want it right now, then I would look into whether it's possible for it to be developed into housing. Especially, are you very isolated, or is there some traffic nearby?
Oh, no.
Good.
I'm not isolated at all.
Good.
But I have plenty of privacy around me.
I know that the housing market is depressed. Everybody knows that. But there is a very real need for lower-cost housing. And most of the towns have been mandated to come up with low-cost housing. So I would definitely get in touch with your city hall and find out what the scoop is and whether this piece of property could be developed for lower-income housing. Not huge tracts of it, but you've probably got enough room in there for a few duplexes, for example.
Uh-huh.
Right? Anyway.
I tell you the truth, I'd like to keep it the way it is. It's a historic house. It's an antique house. And it's geared for horses. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
How long have you been trying to sell it?
I haven't even put it on the market yet. I wanted to get some input as to
okay.
a time frame.
Okay.
You might have a time frame.
I do. And I don't think that it's right away. So it puts you in this bind where you have a condo and you have this property, and that gets expensive. And so your cards show me a lot of stress financially. And it also shows me that you begin to feel beaten down by it all. So I'm not saying by any means that you're in dire straits. You're not. But it doesn't feel comfortable, and you're carrying a lot of burden. Now, on the one hand, an eclipse is a good period for trying to sell something, but a Mercury retrograde is not particularly for an item as special as yours. And so I think you need to wait until we hit spring, and then I believe timing will be better. And that can be either late March or all the way through April or May. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m., taking your calls and using a deck of ordinary playing cards and making predictions for you. And if you've got the hang of how it works, all you have to do is pick up your phone and give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. The lines are full right now, so when I say goodbye to someone, please join us. Let's talk to Jill on a cell phone. Jill, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. And I see you're a Pisces. And,
yes.
And what's your question for me?
Well, Myrna, I just was wondering if you had a sense of just an overall financial forecast, maybe short term, maybe a little longer.
Take a look at what's going on financially. The Queen of Spades is the card that I use to represent you. It stands for any woman born under the fires, under the water signs, that is, of Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. And are you employed currently?
Yes.
Okay. Queen of Spades, I haven't found you yet, but I know you're here. Here, I gotcha. Okay. Well, oh, dear. Who are the men around you that are involved in your finances? You know who I'm talking about?
Maybe contributing to, but yeah, involved in that way.
Okay, is there a man around you who's having some financial difficulties?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, let me explain what I'm getting at here. I have the card that represents you, and in the place that represents the company employing you, the cards look good. Your income cards, however, don't look good. And I'm not convinced that these cards are telling me that you're not paid fairly, but rather that your expenses are outstripping your income and it's not getting better. And it seemed to me that it might be because you have expenses that are somehow related to other people around you. That could be an adult child who needs help. For example, it could be a husband who's not doing as well because of something that's going on in his life. It could even be that you have some other relatives who need your help and you travel a lot to go and see them. In other words, something is putting pressure on your finances mm-hmm. that has nothing to do with you personally. Does that all make sense to you now?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Now, anyway, the point of all of that, Jill, is that the problem is external to you. And so there's really not a whole lot you can do to fix it. All you can really do is be cautious about how much you spend in order to try to be helpful.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line is available. John in Warwick, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi. It's good to talk to you.
Well, thank you. And I see you're in Aries. And what's your question for me?
Well, wondering if I should change jobs or stay with the one I have now.
Okay. How long have you been with the one now?
For 2 years.
Okay. The King of Hearts is the card that represents you. Now, Aries is a sign of experimentation or exploration. You like to try different things. And yet
right.
most Aries really are pretty good at getting into one position and staying there for a good long time. So I find it interesting that you've been in this job for 2 years and you are already thinking about bolting. So
well,
yes.
I'm actually a little concerned if they're going to keep me on or not.
Okay. The cards do not suggest that you personally would be losing your position in the next round of potential layoffs. I don't see that happening to you. But clearly the company has been tightening its belt, and that shows in three places. One of the reasons is the company put out some new product line last year, I think in August, or started to develop something new in August, which has not panned out. Are you aware of that?
Exactly right, yeah.
Thank you.
Dead on, yeah.
And that's really kind of constricted their finances, and that's why some of these things are going on. But your position doesn't seem to be in jeopardy. In fact, I think you have a specific skill that seems to be important to them. So I don't think you need to worry about this at least until late summer. And if by then they haven't managed to pull things together, then you might want to call me back.
Well, that timing is just perfect. You don't believe how right on you are about that. That's great.
Thank you, John. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line is available. Mary in North Attleboro, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
How are you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, certainly, and I see you are a Virgo, and what's your question?
Well, I'm wondering if you can foresee financially how we're going to do in the next year.
And that we is who else?
My husband and I.
And your husband?
And also how his health is going to be.
Mary, you have to call my office and ask for a private reading to go that far.
Okay.
Seriously, if you want me to answer one question, I can.
Yeah, that's fine, the finances.
Okay, and what is your husband's birthday?
This is 1-28-58.
Okay, so he's an Aquarian, and I have the card representing him. And you're a Virgo. You know, the reason that I insist that I can only answer one question is not only that time is short, but literally, I invented the way that I use the cards on the air. I invented it. I tested it for several weeks. I found that it worked, much to my own amazement, because I'm using all 52 cards when I talk to you. And can you imagine if I tried to put them down one by one by one?
Yeah.
So I found a way of sort of almost sort of smearing them out on the desk in front of me. But I believe I trust them only to answer one question.
Okay, that's
okay.
Fine.
So yeah. With regard to your finances and your husband's, your husband falls in the first house of the reading. The first house is where your reading begins. And what that means is that you and he have exactly the same set of circumstances. Your situation is exactly parallel. So both of you are working for companies that are tightening the belt. Both of you are working for companies that are not paying much in the way of, of raises or increases. So you're both sort of locked into the same situation. And the sad thing about this is that it seems to me that at this point it is constricting your ability to put money aside.
Right.
And that's really the sad thing because, you know, you get to be a little bit older and you want to be able to feel you've got some kind of a cushion. And this is impacting on that. As far as your immediate financial things are concerned, when it comes to, like, paying the immediate bills, that's not a problem. It is the long-term thing that is. I don't know any way around that other than for you to consider looking for another job. Mary,
thanks
for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have two lines available for the first time, and this is a good time, therefore, to call. Patricia in Warwick, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. And you're a Scorpio, and what's your question for me?
My question is that I'm thinking of retiring from the job or leaving the job that I have, that I've been in for 23 years.
Okay.
And I'm looking to do that probably in November of this year.
Okay.
And probably trying to find, do something completely different.
All right.
But I'm just wondering if it's a good time to keep that job.
Absolutely. You're a Scorpio. And the two planets that I always work with on the radio are Jupiter and Saturn. And I use those two because Jupiter tends to represent opportunities and Saturn represents, in effect, the potholes. And right now, Saturn is in Virgo, which is extremely well-placed for Scorpio. And Jupiter is in Capricorn, which is equally well-placed. So that means that these two primary planets are in position to help you achieve what you want to do. Now, those are incredibly important words for Scorpio. Scorpio is a sign that I describe as never liking to just go for a ride in the car. Scorpio is all about having to have a goal, an objective. And right now, in the box that represents retirement, you have the 2 and 9 of hearts side by side. Those are gorgeous cards. And the 9 and 10 of spades side by side. Those are terrible cards. So it's an absolute either or. If you don't have something to go to, don't retire.
Okay.
If you have figured out what it is that you want, go for it.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for the call. 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. We have two lines available for you, but I don't want to take your call right at the moment, Tom or Bill, because we're right up against the news and I would shortchange you. So I need you to hang in there for the other side of the news with Laura Clarizio, and then you'll be able to really spend a little time with me. In the meantime, while I've got another 30 seconds... You know that my first book is out there. It's called The Astrology of Great Sex. I promise you that if you look at my book, you'll get a kick out of it. That's a promise. Book two is coming out in May or June, and it's called The Astrology of Great Gay Sex. You can learn more about both of those books by going to my website. Check me out, MyrnaLamb.com. And, of course, you'll find my first book at local stores, Barnes & Noble, Borders, and on Amazon.com. Time for the news right here on WPRO. Please stay here. I'm Myrna Lamb, here with you until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making predictions for you. And why and how does that work? Well, I'm an astrologer, which means that I work with systems that believe the planets have effect on how you behave and what's happening in your life. And I have certainly seen that proved accurate over a great many years of doing this with a great many people. Here on the radio, what I do is use a deck of ordinary playing cards, and there is a way that those cards and the numbers on them relate to the planets and to the signs, and that combination of information makes it possible for me to predict things for you. All you have to do is pick up your phone and give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. We have two lines available for you. Tom in Bristol, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello. I wanted to find out about outlooks for me getting with my fiance in the Philippines in the future.
Okay, so you have a fiance in the Philippines?
Yes.
And you want to know about being able to bring her here?
Yeah, getting there to bring her here.
Or getting there to bring her here. Okay, let's see what the cards suggest, Tom. You are the King of Spades. Do you know her birthday?
January 9th.
January 9th makes her a Capricorn. Scorpio and Capricorn is an extremely good combination. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. You're not a Scorpio. You're 317.
Yeah.
I apologize. You're at the tail end of Pisces. Pisces and Capricorn is an excellent combination. The two best signs for Pisces are Scorpio and Capricorn, and that's why I flipped over like that. But anyway, so as a Pisces, you get along extremely well with a Capricorn, and I can really understand why this relationship is important to you and should very well last for the rest of your lives once you can make it happen. Okay, so I've got the King of Spades, which is you, and the Queen of Clubs represents her. And that card currently falls outside the reading, which is a way of saying that she is apart and something manages to keep you apart for a while longer. My guess is this is a financial problem, and that's really all that there is to it. And I look at your cards to see if there's some way for you to solve that problem. It's not necessarily in the sixth house, which is work. You work hard now. But what I'm wondering, you have beautiful cards in the place that represents getting married to her. I'm very optimistic about that happening. What I find myself wondering is whether you have a couple of male relatives who might be willing to lend you a small amount of money so that you could make this happen. Have you considered that path?
No.
And why would you say no?
Right now I'm disabled and waiting for my army disability.
And there isn't anybody who might lend you a little money to help you make this other thing happen?
Not offhand that I can think of.
All right.
I've done a lot of travel in the last couple of years.
Tom, listen to me. I believe there is a pattern in your chart which translates to the fact that you hate to feel beholden on anybody. Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes that behavior pattern borders on being simply obstinate and stubborn and controlling. In other words, Tom, if a friend of yours needed help, would you give it?
Yeah.
So how come you won't take it?
I just don't know anybody offhand right now.
I want you to give some thought.
Position.
I want you to give some thought, not only to people who you might know as friends, but to family members. I don't think we're talking about a huge amount of money here. And if a few people, three or four, would lend you a couple of hundred or so, you could probably make this happen. But otherwise, it looks as if it's going to take you about 8 more months to make it happen, and I'm sorry that it's holding on and holding you back that long. Tom, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. This is Bill in Providence. Bill, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Myrna.
Hey, Bill, you are a Pisces?
Yep.
And what's your question for me?
I've been a very strong person all my life and got sick.
Yeah.
I got very sick in December, and I'm still ill, and doctors haven't made an exact determination. It could be something that'll be lifelong and chronic, like it's Crohn's or Crohn's-like.
Yes.
Or it could be something acute that may pass.
Right.
And it's just tough living in this kind of limbo right now. And,
sure it is. Sure it is.
In a weakened condition, and I just wondered what your cards might say.
Okay. Well, I went, first of all, to look in the fourth house, because the fourth house is all about medication. And what these cards suggest is that there's still some kind of playing around trying to try different things. I will say this, I think you're working with a very good doctor. I don't have any qualms at all about the medical advice you're getting. But what I do see is three different directions that they have to go in. They have to look at three different things. This is so bizarre, but it's almost like you've got an infection that started in your knee. I know that's bizarre, but it has something to do with your bone system. Did you have an injury? Did you fall and hurt yourself at all, bruise yourself?
No, not that I'm aware of.
I want you to think about that very carefully, because I have this bizarre thing that's going on in these cards. There's three tens in the first house. Tens represent the knee, and they represent the bony system of the body.
Okay.
It's just a weird whatever, but it's almost as if a bruise triggers some sort of reaction in the body. I think that what's going on can and will be ultimately treated with an antibiotic with a very heavy dose, and you might have to take it for as much as 6, even 9 months.
Okay.
But I believe that that will resolve the problem. No, I do not see a picture, according to what I'm able to see here, that suggests you have to live with this for the rest of your life, thank God. Bill, thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, that's 438-9776, or 1-800-321-WPRO, 1-800-321-9776. We have one line available. Charlie in Warwick, number three Pisces, number three man in a row. What's going on? Hey, Charlie.
I'm just just trying to find out, Dodd, if my finances are going to change any in the near future.
Well, let's find out what's going on. Are you working currently?
Negative.
Well, okay, how are we going to fix your finances if you're not working? Are you?
Well, no, I'm just asking. I've been looking for jobs.
Okay.
I've got applications out. I'm just curious.
All right, you have the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck. Falling in the sixth house of employment. So you're going to get a job before much longer. And in fact, the cards around it suggest it could happen as soon as 7 to 10 working days. Worst case scenario, 7 to 10 weeks. So the cards are very encouraging. Now, let me tell you a little bit more about this, because the key to this is a man who has been a friend of yours. You had a falling out with him, but there's sort of a tentative friendship still in place. Do you have some idea who I'm talking about?
Yes.
He's got very dark hair.
Yes.
Okay. I want you to get in touch with him. I want you to make friends with him, because he's going to be the lead to your new job.
Okay.
I know that's strange, but I'm willing to promise you that. So you check that out, Charlie, and then call me back and let me know.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Karen, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Karen. I see you are a Libra. And what is your question for me?
Well, I have a very terrible record of a love life.
Oh, no. And you're so young. You're so young.
I know. I'm trying to find out if I have any shot at all.
Ever.
At finding somebody ever.
Ever. You're in your mid-20s, Karen. You're talking to me as if you were 73.
I know, it seems like that.
All right. Let's talk about what's going on. Libra gets the best press in all of astrology. If you've listened to this program before, you know I always say that. And I say it because Libra is a sign that's genuinely nice. You get along with people, and that's why people like you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But there's a dark side to every single sun sign. And the dark side to Libra is practicing something that's called denial. Oh, I won't let it bother me. Oh, it's not important. You know you have a message in your head that goes all the time, right?
Yeah.
The reason you've had a terrible love life is that when you see all the signals that tell you you should cut and run, instead, you say, oh, but it's not so bad. Oh, but that's okay. Oh, but he's a nice guy, right?
Yes.
Okay. So in other words, you have not had bad luck in love, Karen. You've made yourself in a bad situation, love-wise. So how do we fix it? What do we do to fix it?
Myself.
Of course, bingo, absolutely. You have the King of Clubs, a really nice guy, falling in the 11th house. I look for kings to fall in the 5th, 7th, or the 11th. He falls with the Nine of Hearts, a beautiful card. You fall in your own 7th house, the box of marriage and partnership. I see you having a wedding. I see two bridesmaids, one who's a kid, like about 10 years old. Do you have a niece or somebody in your family, a cousin, who's about 10?
Yes.
Well, see, now how did I know that, Karen?
I have a niece.
Yes, and she's going to be a bridesmaid at your wedding. How do you like that? So all we have to do to fix you is for you to be honest with yourself. And when you see something that really doesn't work, acknowledge it. Period. So, who do I see for you? He looks to me like a Tauran, born in the early part of May. He's 5'9", he's got dark hair, it's quite straight, he wears it cut a little bit long, and there's something about him that's very warm, but a little bit shy, and I expect you to meet him in May. When you do, call me back with his birthday.
Well,
okay,
thank
Karen.
You.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. There's one line available for you. Let's talk to Anne in Wickford. Anne, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Anne. I see that you are born under the sign of Cancer, and what's your question for me?
Well, what does it look like for my employment prospects coming up, and my husband's too?
Are you both unemployed?
My husband's employed part-time, but not in what he wants to be doing.
Okay, so he's underemployed.
Right.
And you, are you working at all?
I'm unemployed.
Okay. I have the Queen of Spades, which represents you. And in the box that has to do with finding work, you have the Five of Hearts, which is the card of good fortune. But on the surface is the Four of Spades, meaning you've had to stop doing something that you kind of liked better, and you're going to have to accept something that you don't like as much.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's no way around that right now. I wish I could tell you that there is, but there is not. It may take until, I think the first quarter of the year 2009 for you to be able to switch from to something that you like better.
Uh-huh.
But you can get something literally within 4 days to 3 weeks. You can get something.
Okay.
As far as your husband is concerned, in a way, his situation is parallel. He's underemployed now, and I don't see that changing in the near future.
Yeah.
I wish that I could say it. I did, because I know it's not a lot of fun. But his cards seem to be locked in for the time being. Now, what you two have going for you is a wonderful relationship.
Yeah.
And that's something you don't want to let be undermined by the kind of depression that you get into.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you know what you got to do, Ann.
Right.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Please stay right here. I'm Myrna Lamb. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making predictions. Back to the phones, Maggie on a cell phone. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I have some legal issues that I don't know how they're going to turn out, which will affect my ability to volunteer and also to take care of my mother.
So it's kind of a big question, Maggie. So you're talking about... You're
okay,
talking about a legal issue that will result in bringing money in if all goes well. Is that correct?
Oh, no. Nothing about me getting money. Absolutely not. It's against me, if anything, paying money. I have no idea how it will turn out.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have charges against me. Like, I don't know.
Thank you. Okay. I needed to understand that, Maggie, because when it comes to astrology, there are several different places that represent legal matters. So.
Okay, thank you.
That really makes a big difference. Let me see if I can give you some information, because it's a very important question. And you're born under the sign of Taurus, which is the Queen of Clubs.
Right.
And you're also trying to take care of your mother. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what
she'll
is?
Be return. Yes, she'll. We've been taking turns, and then my turn will be starting April 1st.
And what is her birthday?
July 4th.
Okay, I have the card that represents you and the card that represents her. And as far as your circumstances are concerned, they're not great, but they could be worse. So it looks as if things may turn out a little bit better than you think. They're not going to turn out all good, okay?
No.
It's in the middle of the road somehow, part way. So it won't be as bad as you think, but it won't be as good as you wish. And the result is you're not going to be able to take care of your mother right away. There will be an interruption. Yeah, there will be an interruption. You're not going to be able to do everything you want to. The circumstances are not that good. However, I don't think the interruption will be terribly long, and so there will be at a point, perhaps 7 months after that, when you would be able to resume helping out with your mother. Maggie, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Debbie in Cumberland. Debbie, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Myrna.
Hi, Deb. I see that you're born under the sign of Capricorn, and what's your question for me?
My question is I'm looking actually for financial advice for this year. I'm just looking to see what type of shape we will be in, career-wise and financial.
Who's we? You and who else?
Actually, my husband and myself.
Okay, and your husband's birthday is?
Is August 9th.
So he's a Leo, and you are a Capricorn. The Queen of Clubs represents you. Jupiter is in your sun sign this year. And usually when Jupiter is in your sun sign, it stays for 1 year, doesn't come back for 12. It is full of opportunity. So if you're concerned about work not being what you want it to be and not paying you what you'd like, then you really ought to be looking around for other opportunities. There should be something that would be better for you. As far as your husband is concerned, his job prospects do not look as though there's something better for him at this time. He has a picture that indicates he's not thrilled with what's going on, but I also think that there is some kind of limit in terms of what his skill provides him in terms of choice. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So he's sort of stuck where he is. You're not as stuck. It's just that I don't see a whole lot going on much before, perhaps September. But I do know Jupiter is in a wonderful place for you, so I still think you should be looking around. It may very well be that what's going to happen is you're going to go through a series of interviews before you get hired in this new position.
Okay, so I should be looking.
You should be looking right now. Your husband might as well just put his mind to dealing with what he's going to deal with for the time being because it's not happening for him currently.
Okay.
All right, thanks for the call, Deb.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Judy on Martha's Vineyard, welcome to the program.
Hi.
How is it on Martha's Vineyard in this terrible weather when it's so cold?
It's beautiful today. Cold but sunny and just nice.
Well, the sun is gorgeous, and you certainly live in a beautiful part of the world.
Been a lot of people out and about today. It's
really?
A long weekend.
Okay. Well, you are a Gemini. What's your question for me?
I'm looking into making a career change in a couple of months, and I'm wondering if you know if this would be the right move.
Well, you're born under the sign of Gemini, and there is a planet, Saturn specifically, that's in a place that's really kind of touchy for you. Now, what's interesting when Saturn's in that place is, on some levels, it can be phenomenal because it can represent tremendous opportunities coming your way. But with the opportunity also comes some stress. As far as work is concerned, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of opportunity for you to move in a different direction right now. Can you take a break for about 3 to 9 months after leaving this particular job?
Not really.
Okay, then don't leave it. Don't leave it. Because when I look in your sixth house, you have a really solid spade right on the surface that worries me. And after that, the clubs only lock you in. So I don't see a whole lot of opportunity coming for you in the immediate future. Now, when we get perhaps, let's say, 4 to 6 months out from now, things could change dramatically. So we get to April, May, June. But right now, Judy, if I were you, I would absolutely just deal with it and go to work.
At least until June?
At least until June.
Okay.
All right. And
then
you can call
me
back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judy. You can call me back and we'll look again. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Dana in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
My question is if you see me getting married or meeting someone anytime soon.
Dana, in which order, pray tell?
Oh, meeting someone and getting married.
Okay. All right, well, let's see. You are very young still in my system, and let's see what's going on for you. So is there anyone right now who you find in the least bit attractive?
No, just left someone and hoping not to question that too much longer.
Okay.
In a while.
The Queen of Diamonds represents you because you're born under the sign of Gemini. And the relationship that you were in, was it a marriage?
No.
Okay. Were you married?
No.
Okay. The reason I ask those questions is that many times Gemini go through a kind of trial marriage. And I don't mean that unkindly. Gemini is a sign of experimentation. And so frequently you get into something and you think, this is it. I know it. I know it. And it's not.
Can't relate. Okay.
but you did have a relationship that lasted for a while. It was very important. And it constitutes, as far as I'm concerned, kind of like a marriage.
Yeah.
Okay. In the seventh house, which is marriage and partnership, there's the King of Diamonds right on the surface of the cards. The King of Diamonds is your natural mate. Not only that, the King of Spades is on the surface in the eighth house. That's the guy you got rid of or got rid of, whatever, the way it didn't work out. That one, he's been on your mind. You keep thinking about him, but you know you shouldn't, and you know you need to let it go. That's the King of Spades. The King of Clubs is on the surface of the 11th house. You know the King of Clubs is someone who a friend or a relative of yours knows. And that woman has been saying to you, why don't you let me introduce you to so-and-so? Right, Dana?
I have to say, that doesn't ring a bell.
Well, I want you to think carefully because I'm pretty confident that that bell is ringing. I want you to talk to your friends. I want you to do a little bit of sort of pooling of the jury because I'm pretty polling of the jury, whatever. I'm pretty sure that you have a friend or a relative who has said in the past, I'd like you to meet so-and-so.
So have I already met this person?
No, I'm not sure. Well, wait a minute. You might have because he's right on the surface of the cards. Is he about, let's see, 5'9" and a half?
I'm sorry?
He's about 5'9" and a half. He weighs about 180 pounds. He has medium brown hair. Is that him?
Possibly.
Yeah, okay, listen. There's three guys around you, two yes, one no. You're not going to be alone forever. And yes, you will get married someday. Let's meet him first, then call me back with his birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I don't know that I have quite enough time to take another call without shortchanging you. Ken, what do you think? I have 2 minutes? Okay, that's plenty of time. Ron in Portsmouth, welcome to the program.
Hi, Marna.
Hey, Ron. I see that you're born under the sign of Pisces, and what's your question for me?
That's correct. Well, I have a very serious middle ear disease.
Oh, no.
Yes, that is very... not understood by the medical community.
Really?
Yeah. It took me a year to get finally diagnosed.
Did it produce some tinnitus?
Does it produce what, please?
Tinnitus. Did it produce a ringing in your ear?
No. It's an imbalance problem. I feel like I'm standing on a rowboat in a pond.
Yeah,
all the
I understand.
Time.
I understand. You've got vertigo. Yeah.
No, it's not vertigo.
It's not. Well, it works, doesn't it?
It's called maldisembarkment syndrome.
No
most
kidding.
People get it. Most people get it from disembarking from a ship.
From a ship, okay.
And then they feel like they're still moving.
Okay. You know what people take for seasickness? Have doctors suggested you even try anything like that?
This condition doesn't respond to any medication whatsoever.
Wow. What about the elastic band on your wrist?
I don't have an elastic band on my
wrist. Okay. I was afraid I'd run out of time. I have the card that represents you, and the inner ear problem is unfortunately one that seems locked in. You have the nine of spades there. Ron, call me again in about 3 weeks. Let's look at this again.
I'm going for an experimental chiropractic.
Call me in 3 weeks, and we'll take a look at it together. I say 3 weeks because I'm going to be off for two. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on WPRO. We've got another hour to spend together.
Just a reminder, Myrna is going to be on vacation for the next 2 weeks. We'll be back on March 8th with a brand new show. She also asks that you please do not call on February 20th or 27th for readings, as she will not be available. Have a nice day.